You? Is anybody?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart and a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Dove. That new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line. Bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs. An old man wash day habit.
Yes, I'm old man wash day habit. And I'm here to see that the ladies keep on using the same old soap year after year.
But, Mr. Habit, this is wartime. Those ladies have a wartime wash now.
I can't be bothered with that.
Well, the ladies have to face it because everything in their wash is a new problem these days. That's why they're changing to New Dove.
Oh, that Dove again.
Sure, Dove. The new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wartime wash. Work shirts, towels, to rayon slips.
Shh! I don't want the ladies to know that all three kinds of wash are different now.
They know it already. Why, first, the ladies have stacks more work shirts to wash now that their men folks are working in those busy factories.
Oh, let them scrub harder.
Why should they scrub? There's no hard scrubbing or boiling with Dove. It'll get all those work clothes clean in a way no soap can beat. Yes, sir. Does wades right in and goes to work on that tough dirt.
Hey, quiet, you.
And then, Mr. Wash Day Habit, take the towels and linens. You know, they get dirtier now with more wartime workers in the family. Well, Does will get those things white as snow, really dazzling white, the way the ladies like their linens to look. Why, no soap maid gets clothes whiter than Does.
Hey, not so loud.
And remember the rayons, the nicer colored washables. With wartime colors changing, the ladies need to give those fussy things extra care on wash day. And that's what Dove does. It's extra safe for those delicate colors. Safer than any of the four other leading granulated soaps.
No, licked again. Looks like there's no room for me with this wartime wash.
That's right, old man wash day habit. You're through. What lady wants to trust last year's soap with this new kind of wash? So, ladies, better change to New Dove, D-U-Z, today. In your wartime wash, does everything. And now the Goldbergs. Uncle David knew whom he had to see when he wanted to place Emma in a new job. And when Molly saw this pretty young girl with her frightened expression and hesitant ways, Molly wanted to help her. But Jake, of course, having had his fingers burned 100 times and his patience worn thin 1,000,000 times over, put his foot down. And then somehow, just how, we don't know, it happened too subtly, Jake believed that Molly wasn't too well and she needed help. And, of course, there was Emma. Unfortunately, Emma had gone down to the station early in the morning, and Molly hurriedly sent Sammy after her, and she's waiting to see what happens.
Molly, sit. You sit. You sent Sammy to the station to bring Emma back? Sit.
I'm sitting, Jake.
Then sit.
Maybe Emma went in the train before Sammy got to the station.
That won't be a tragedy, not neither.
I could call the station.
That's not necessary.
Papa said it's not necessary. For the whistle.
The train is leaving the station.
Good morning.
Morning, David.
Good morning.
Morning, David.
Good morning.
Morning, Uncle David.
Why didn't somebody wake me up? Where's Emma?
At the station.
At the station? Why didn't somebody wake me? I wanted to go to the station with her.
She went alone to the station, David. She wanted no accompaniment.
Sammy went down to bring her back.
Huh?
Sammy went down to bring her back, yes.
Oh, to bring her back, Jake? I thought you didn't want her. I thought you sent her back.
Where are you going, Jake?
Where are you going, Jake?
If your health was in better condition, Molly, Emma wouldn't be coming back.
Your health, Molly? Your health is in a condition, now.
No, David, it's not just exactly
my... Shall I call the station one? Why
did she run to the station if Jack said she...
Because Emma went to the station before we was even up in the morning.
Oh, I don't say.
But when Jake said she could stay, so
I went upstairs and she was gone.
But how did you know she went to the station?
Because she called up from the station.
So, how do you know she didn't go on the train?
That's why I want to call up the station to find out.
All right, Ma.
Of course, all right. Of course, call Rosalie. Maybe she went on the train.
Yes, Ma?
Sure, yes, Ma.
If
of
Uncle
course.
David wants to call, sure. And if Uncle David wants to call, then
question,
call.
Question,
yes. Then call, dear. Hello?
Who are you calling up?
The station.
I said no calling. Hank.
But Jake. Hank.
But Jake, only to...
David, I know of which I'm speaking.
You know of which you're speaking.
If Emmy comes back, she's coming back in one capacity.
Sure, in one capacity, but Jake...
She's coming back only as somebody who is helping out till Molly feels better.
Certainly, temporary position. All right, but...
It's not a personal contact, and I don't want it to be.
Certainly, it's not a personal contact, but it's a person in the house, Jake.
An impersonal person.
Oh, an impersonal person.
But, Drake, I
mean... Jake said impersonal person. But maybe she left on the train.
Then we'll get somebody else.
All right.
All right. But nevertheless, if Tamily walked down to the station, how long does it take to walk down to the station? How long does it take to come back from the station?
Tamily should be back. He'll be back.
All right. Very well. I'll fix your breakfast, David.
Rosie will fix breakfast and you'll sit.
You sit, Molly.
Where are you going again, Jack, dear?
I'll be right back.
Some coffee, Uncle David?
Anything.
Why anything, David? Why anything when the house is full? Why anything? Why not a couple eggs? I'll boil you, dear.
Not boiled,
I'll fry you. Make David like he likes, darling. Try
right.
Uncle David on both sides.
Anything at all.
Go, darling. Go, dear.
So your health is in a condition, Molly?
I feel very well, David.
So what hurts you?
I said only gently this morning that I can drink orange juice.
That's your diagnosis.
That's all, David.
Oh, that's why Emma is staying, because you can drink orange juice.
David, darling, if Jake needed an excuse for changing his mind about Emma, so let it be orange juice. If a person says no and he needs an excuse to say yes...
I see. So Emma is staying because... All right. So be sick, Molly. Be sick. And give Jake a good excuse. Let him not feel he said yes because he has a heart.
I will, David. I will.
What will you, Molly?
I'll go to see a doctor.
That's what I want you to do.
I will, Jake.
He will, Jake.
I would go over to Dr. Cadis now, only I want to be sure that Emma is... And if I wait, then I'm sure Dr. Cadis will be on his visits already and...
Can he visit here also, no?
It's always better than nothing. My salary, the doctor says, it's always better than nothing.
So go now, and I'll go with you.
I'll wait, dear.
You'll miss Dr. Cater, you said, if you wait.
I'll call at the station, and then...
Why are you so interested in the station?
Why are you so interested in the station, Molly?
Because if Emmer is here, then I wouldn't start my wash. Emerald wash.
The wash can't wait?
The wash can't wait?
If Emma's here, the windows will be cleaned. If not, I'll have to clean them.
The windows can't wait?
The windows can't wait, Molly?
Of course they can wait, but do I ever let windows wait, Jake?
Coffee, Uncle David.
It's coffee, dear. You're frying, Uncle David, on both sides. Still Papa also, Rosalie.
All right.
Nothing for Mama till she sees the doctor.
I'll have to go already tomorrow to the doctor. I'll I'll miss him already today.
Why will you miss him if you go now?
Why will you miss him if you go now?
Because I wouldn't go until I know that Emma is here.
And if yes or no?
Jake, darling, it's a big question if yes or no. It's a big interrogation if yes or no. If I have Emma, then I know I have somebody in the house. And if Dr. Cade will ask me, after all, the doctor, you go into your office and the doctor asks questions, no? And if Dr. Cade will ask me, Mrs. Goldberg, what are your physical duties? So I'll have to say from now on, I don't make breakfast, I do make breakfast. I don't sweep my floor, I do sweep my floor. Whatever you say, doctor, I'll do. I have to be able to say if I can sit in the sun, if I can't sit in the sun. And if Emma took the train, so I'll have to continue my duties and I'll get somebody else.
So?
So if I call the station, well, I'll take it.
Why can't I take it?
I got it.
She's got it.
Hello?
Come on.
Yes, Emily. She's with you or she took the train?
No, she's here.
Oh, yes. So why are you there? Hello?
Mom, put Pop on the phone.
What did you say?
Put Pop on the phone.
Why, Emily?
Because she's going to take the next train back to New York unless Papa asks her to stay.
Oh.
What's the oar?
Rosalie, bring me a chair.
What is it, Mom?
What is it, Marley?
I'm dizzy all of a sudden.
Hang up the receiver.
Please don't hang. Emily wants to talk to you.
I'll talk to him later.
To talk to him now, Jake.
Why can't it wait?
Because, dear.
Why?
Because if you'll tell Emma to come back personally.
What do you mean, personally?
What do you mean, personally?
Don't dilly-dally, darling. Tell her to come.
You told her already, no?
Yes, but she wants to be hired by the head of the house, the master.
Take the phone, Jake. She wants to be hired by the master. Take the phone.
I'm the master, huh?
Who then, Jake, is the master?
Give me the phone.
Here.
Hello, Sammy?
Yes, Pa.
Put Emma on the phone.
What? While one master asks to speak to Emma, the other master is sitting quietly in her chair, smiling. And Uncle David is grinning sweetly through his wrinkled eyes. Say, did you know that at last something's been done to bring dishwashing up to date? Yes, there's no more need to struggle with those old-fashioned halfway soaps. I mean bar soaps because they don't have real speed. And those tough granulated soaps because they fall short on safety for your hands. Well, the answer to such halfway soaps is new Dove. Yes, that new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And believe me, Dove has everything for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. Notice how soft and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Dove. Why, Dove is far kinder to your hands than any of the four other leading granulated soaps. Yet Dove speeds through dishes like a whirlwind. There's no hard scouring, not even a cut tough grease. Yes, Dove has everything for dishes. Try it tonight and let those busy suds tell you how different Dove is. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. Molly's triumph brings more than a mere assistant into the house. As we see tomorrow. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.